106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Canmore, a little bit richer than they think.
Our third quarter financial statements were presented earlier this month by the wonderful Rick Irwin, Town of Canmore Administration, and he let council know that it looks like we're headed for a $1 million surplus in our operating budget going into 2016. There's a couple of reasons, and when you have quarterly financials for an organization as complex as a municipal government, there's things that go up and go down. Planning permits and development fees are down. One thing that's up, photo radar fine revenues.
Really?
Another area that we've seen $260,000 in savings is salaries, wages, and benefits. And that comes down to turnover and hiring new staff. Within administration, there is a direction from council to try and find $150,000 in savings in that area a year. The fact that we're seeing more than that is good. And we saw some turnover of significant long-term staff this year. So that might account for part of that. There's other things, and it all adds up. When our audited financial statements come forward in the spring to council, they'll be able to decide what to do with that money. And in the past, they've put it towards general capital reserves or affordable housing reserves, which are really important as well. I do believe there are policies recommended for having minimum level of funding in certain reserves, so that money can go towards reaching those goals.
Yeah, but that's all boring and sensible stuff. What about Borrowman bucks? I divided $1 million by the amount of people live in town. We each get a check worth about $70. You know what you could do with $70?
Pay a photo radar ticket?
Yeah.